Dr. Gundry, integrity, and self-love. I just sat through yet another video by Dr. Gundry, Personal Vibration 100, a medical doctor who turned into internet supplement peddler. I wouldn't be surprised if he were a billionaire already. But when I ask Source about his supplements, and even about his formulations, Source says, only 10% truth value. Does he know his formulations don't work? Yes. But what he is doing is giving people hope with one hand. And, with the other hand, he takes it away. People who alternate between hope and disappointment are primed to be exploited, duped, and taken through the ringer. What he capitalizes on is people's unwillingness to change. Changing habits, lifestyle habits feels like giving up who you are. And in that he is not mistaken. For change to happen and to last, yes, you, inside need to become someone new. Better. You can, but you don't know that. You think you are fixed. That you, the you consider yourself to be, is your real self, and anything different would be pretending, or worse, making who you have been wrong. But that is weird. Do you make yourself wrong for having been younger? Maybe even a child. The nature of life is to be new every minute of every day. And insisting on remaining the same is actually weird. And then, when decline hits, you make yourself wrong for that. It seems that we are two-headed about ourselves. On one hand we want to be allowed, encouraged, validated how we are, love me how I am, and on the other hand we hate ourselves for how we are. I have a completely counterintuitive solution for you. When you can accept yourself the way you are, not condone, accept, when you make it not wrong but at the same time neither okay. Just how it is, how you are, then changing yourself into someone who can do things you want to do but with your current who can't will become possible. I smoked for 20 years, on and off. I even quit once before I finally stopped smoking. My secret was simple, I became a non-smoker. As a who. I don't smoke, I said when someone offered me a cigarette. This even saved me from trying weed. This was back in 1983. 37 years ago. November 6th, I remember. Why do I remember the date? Because that was the first time I intended to change myself and succeeded. I changed the who. I sometimes think of AA, Alcoholics Anonymous. They encourage people to say, I am an alcoholic. But what happens when you say that? You deflect responsibility to that who, instead of saying, I don't drink alcohol. If and when you have a reason for what you do or don't do, you avoid responsibility. You say, the reason is responsible. Not me. I am on my second full day without milk in my tea. It feels absolutely miserable. I have quit milk because, but each time it was because. For some reason, and thus after a few years I always forgot why, and I started it again. To my detriment. My joints, my weight, my hair, my sleep, my overall health. That is how I have been paying for not taking full responsibility for what I put in my mouth. For who I am. So now I am formulating the new who to the essence of someone who doesn't drink milk. Who is free from the compulsion of desires. I am not ready with the statement. I don't drink milk sounds good, but will it work? Is this who I am? The new me? I don't know yet. For now I am dealing with the fact that I have been someone who had to have something in my mouth, occupy myself because what I do for a living is not involved enough. Putting all power in all action is how I do life, how I work, but it is difficult. I need to form myself into an arrow. And it seems that I need to have something to occupy my hands and or my mouth to be able to do it consistently. I'll find a way. A way that doesn't make me sick, feeble, sore, and fat. I promise. And as far as Dr. Gundry's offers, he sells you pills so you don't have to change. And of course his pills don't work, at least the ones I have tested. The question is, are you willing to change habits so your life can change? I am still reading the Change or Die book. I found something really interesting in it last night. In the Delancey Street Project that is designed to turn criminals to productive, proud, happy member of society, in their weekly group meetings members are asked to critique each other instead of praising. When you hear it from every person in your environment what doesn't work about you, you are more likely to want to change. This flies in the face of the current culture where we lie to each other. Where the rule is, if you can't say something nice, don't say anything. In my classes I often ask students to do what the Delancey Street people are asked to do, and I never get anyone to be honest. And between you and me, this is unhelpful, because it is only me who tells the God honest ugly truth to people. So they think they are okay. You are not okay. Not wrong, but not okay either. What doesn't work about who you are, what you do, how you talk, needs to be said loud and clear. But people are too chicken, too nice. I won't call you on it if you don't call me on it. Conspiracy. Helps no one. It is criminal to allow your fellow human, your classmate, to destroy their lives by continuing being the way they are. The sign of very low vibration, of not caring, of evil inclination, desire to receive for the self alone. And lastly, March horoscope, I say, for all of us. March is love yourself bigger and better and bolder month. To prepare you for this festival, I'm providing two inspirational quotes. 1. In quote, if you aren't good at loving yourself, you will have a difficult time loving anyone, since you'll resent the time and energy you give another person that you aren't even giving to yourself. In quote, Barbara DeAngelis 2. In quote, loving yourself does not mean being self-absorbed or narcissistic, or disregarding others. Rather, it means welcoming yourself as the most honored guest in your own heart, a guest worthy of respect, a lovable companion. In quote, Margot Anand. Maybe you remember me saying, about 1,000 times, self-love is a function of integrity. Without integrity there is, maybe, narcissistic self-love, but not the kind that nurtures, and the kind that helps you through difficult tasks, difficult times. Also, consider that when you allow another to lie, cheat, pretend, do bad stuff, not do what they promised they would do, it is not just their integrity, it is your integrity that is out. I know it is not a pleasant thought, but if this is how reality works, and if this is how reality works, then you are better off knowing, and you are better off choosing who you associate with, what you tolerate, what you allow. Your self-love becomes impossible if you are permissive. I taught an integrity class many years ago, and now I am going to take it on, and lead a 4-webinar class to teach everything I know so you can have integrity and have self-love. If you are in my core group, you don't have to pay. If you aren't, then it's $160, and you pay monthly, as we go. I know it is seriously underpriced, but I am willing to do the work for peanuts because it is so important. And if you buy before Friday, March 5th midnight, you can use the coupon code MARCH30 to get a 30% discount. The live course includes the old course's recordings. Get the integrity workshop / go to https://revibration.com/1/integrity/.